You're a Matter of Urgency by Anna Marie, read by Argentum Lupin.
Gerard can't really remember how he got to the hospital. The whole thing's a blur. Gabe's phone call, Gerard rushing out the door while Gabe gave him directions. He's not sure what he yelled at the cab driver, and he's not sure how much he paid him, but he hopes it was enough to make up for the yelling. He thinks the driver broke several speed limits for him. He rushes through the hospital doors and runs up to the front desk. Before he gets a chance to ask the receptionist anything, though, he's distracted by someone being wheeled in through the emergency doors. Gerard almost loses his footing, loses his dinner, because it's Mikey. There, on the gurney, and they're wheeling him away, and all Gerard can see is Mikey's face, how his eyes are closed. He runs after them, after his brother. They're moving so fast, and people are shouting, but he gets there, he's there, and he reaches out because he needs to touch Mikey. He needs to feel that he's warm. Warm and not cold at all. Not Mikey. Someone pulls him away, and Mikey's eyes are still closed. Gerard tries to follow, but they won't let him through the door. He can't... He looks at his hand, the hand that was touching Mikey. He was real. He was there, warm and still Mikey, and sees that it's red. It's blood. It's blood red. And Gerard thinks his legs might give out. He stumbles. Someone's pulling him away. Or are they just holding him up? He can't even tell anymore. But his hand is still red, and he can't see Mikey anymore. Mikey! Mikey! Gerard vaguely realizes that he's screaming now. Probably has been for a while.
Please calm down, sir,
someone is saying, and Gerard wants to yell at them, because how can they tell him that? How? But it's not important now. All that matters is Mikey.
Please, sir, you have to step back.
There's a guy gently pushing him away from the doors. Short, but strong. And Gerard doesn't. He can't.
They're operating on him right now. Let them do what they do best.
Operating. They're operating on Mikey. And Gerard can't breathe. Everything's too clear all of a sudden. Bright and painful.
No, hey, easy. Easy now. Slower. Come on. Like me. Slow breaths.
Gerard squeezes his eyes shut and tries to calm his breathing. But he can't. It hurts. It fucking hurts.
And Mikey... Listen to me, someone's saying. Breathe like me, okay? Just like this. Come on. Slow breaths.
The voice is calm, soothing, and Gerard tries to latch onto it. He needs to calm down. He needs to keep breathing. For Mikey. Because it's not going to help Mikey if he freaks the fuck out. Because Mikey was in a fucking car accident. And Gerard needs to be there when they're done operating on him. He's gonna be there, and he's gonna be okay. He listens to the guy telling him to breathe, and slows his breaths. Gerard realizes he's sitting down now, but he doesn't remember how he came to be there. Someone's hands are on his shoulders, too comfortable there. And for a second he thinks it's... But no, Mikey's not... Mikey.
Sir, look at me. Sir?
Gerard blinks rapidly, and looks up. He comes face to face with a guy with dark, longish hair and brown eyes. He can't make out any of the features. He can't focus. He takes another deep breath and realizes the guy is saying something.
Your name?
The guy's hands are still on his shoulders. Gerard swallows hard. Gerard, he says. Gerard Way.
And Michael Way is your...
Gerard squeezes his eyes shut. Mikey. Mikey, he's my brother. Oh, fuck, he can't do this. He keeps flashing back to earlier, to Mikey telling him he was going out with some of his friends, to Mikey asking him to come along, to him telling Mikey that he needed to work on the new scenes he and Becky had come up with, to Mikey kissing him goodbye before he left, to Gabe calling, frantic, saying,
Gee, fuck, oh, fuck, there was an accident.
Gerard opens his eyes and realizes the guy has taken his hands off Gerard's shoulders and stepped back. He's standing in front of Gerard, holding a clipboard. And Gerard focuses on that, on the way his fingers wrap around it. Shit, are those knuckle tattoos? He wonders briefly if those are even allowed in a hospital. He's vaguely aware that the guy's saying something, asking something, but Gerard's brain is all fuzzy and he can't make sense of it. He hears the guy saying Mikey's name, and he looks up.
Yeah, the guy says. Okay, Gerard, why don't you tell me about Mikey?
Gerard takes a couple of deep breaths and looks down at his hands. Mikey's amazing, he says. But no, that's not enough. He's really smart. He tries again. He sees layers in everything. He loves movies and music and comic books and... It's still not enough. He needs this guy to get it, to realize that Mikey's so very special. But Gerard doesn't know how to put it into words right now. Not the way Mikey deserves, anyway. He's the best brother anyone could ever ask for, Gerard says, looking up at the guy. He's the best person I know.
Okay, the guy says, and smiles. Why don't you tell me about what kind of music he likes?
He steps forward and sits down next to Gerard, looks at him, expectant. Gerard dutifully starts listing Mikey's favorite bands, the bands they've seen together, the bands Mikey got him into, the lot of them. He's halfway through telling the guy about the Smashing Pumpkins at Madison Square Garden when his throat seizes up and he can't get any words out because, oh fuck, he's in a fucking hospital and Mikey's hurt and what if...
Hey, whoa, the guy says, putting a hand on Gerard's shoulder. Breathing, Gerard. Remember, we talked about breathing.
Gerard shakes his head desperately and clutches at the edge of the chair. He can't die. The guy doesn't break eye contact with him.
He won't.
Gerard inhales sharply. You can't promise that, he says, voice breaking.
I know, the guy says, but he won't.
Gerard lets out a short laugh that ends in a sob and looks down. It shouldn't make him feel better, but it does. He won't die. He won't. He won't.
Aw, shit, the guy says. Listen, Gerard, I gotta go.
Gerard looks up, watches the guy stand up.
Wait here, okay? Someone will be with you as soon as the surgery's over.
Gerard nods slowly. He's gonna sit here and wait. He can do that, even without the guy sitting next to him. He'll wait.
And keep breathing, okay?
The guy says, touching his arm.
I'll be really fucking pissed if I come back later and you have fucked up on the whole breathing thing.
Gerard takes a deep, slow breath in, lets it out. He looks at the guy's hand resting on his upper arm. Those are definitely knuckle tattoos.
Good,
the guy says. He smiles at Gerard before he leaves. Gerard closes his eyes and keeps breathing. Gerard's not sure how much time passes. He's still sitting there on the plastic chair, eyes closed and breathing steadily, like the guy with the knuckle tattoos told him to, when he becomes aware of someone stepping in front of him.
Mr. Way?
He opens his eyes and looks up, and it's the doctor, it must be. He looks like a doctor. Gerard gets to his feet. Is he? That's all he manages to get out before he has to stop and swallow against the bile rising in his throat. God, what if... Mikey. He can't even speak. He can't get the words out. There's a hand on his arm then, and someone asking,
Dr. Grader, what is the status of Mr. Way's brother?
Gerard takes a shallow breath and stares at the doctor. He needs to focus on this. Focus on what the doctor's saying.
He's stable, the doctor says. He has several fractured ribs, but there's no damage to his lungs. There's no evidence of brain injury, though there's the chance of a concussion. The most problematic was the wound to his right side, but we managed to stop the bleeding. He's currently sleeping off the anesthesia.
So he's okay? Gerard chokes out, voice breaking.
It is possible that he will make a full recovery.
Possible? Gerard echoes.
Can he see him? Knuckle Tattoos asks.
Gerard thinks he still has a hand on Gerard's arm. He's abruptly grateful to this guy for asking all the questions Gerard can't force out. He's still stuck on the doctor saying, possible, like there's a chance.
We're going to move him from the recovery room. A nurse will come by as soon as that's done, and he's been settled in his room and ready for visitors.
Gerard takes another breath and closes his eyes. He can see Mikey. He's fine. He's going to be fine. He has to. And he can see him soon.
I would advise you to go home and get some sleep, Mr. Way. Your brother probably won't wake until morning.
Gerard shakes his head. But I could still see him, right? He asks, his voice rough.
Of course, the doctor says. But...
Gerard sits back down. I'll wait, he says quietly.
Hey, it probably won't take long. You can see him soon.
Gerard looks up. The doctor has left and Knuckle Tattoos is standing right in front of Gerard, eyes sincere and a reassuring little smile on his face. Gerard realizes he still doesn't know the guy's name. Okay. Gerard nods and swallows heavily. What's your name? The guy looks surprised for a moment, but smiles then.
Frank.
Thanks, Frank, Gerard says, and looks back down at his hands. If Frank responds, Gerard doesn't hear it. He closes his eyes. He'll see Mikey soon. Mikey will be fine. He's fine. He's fine. He has no idea how much time passes until a nurse shows up and tells him he can go see Mikey. He thinks it's still the same night, but he's not even sure of that, and right now it doesn't matter. The nurse shows him into the room, and Gerard has to stop and squeeze his eyes shut for a moment, take deep breaths. Mikey's lying on the bed, bandaged and pale and so fucking young. There are gashes on his face and a bruise high on his right cheek. He's hooked up to a monitor and there's an IV drip attached to him. He's small, so small, in that big hospital bed. The nurse says something about a call button and coming by later to check up on him, but Gerard doesn't really hear it. There's a chair next to the bed, and Gerard sits down in it and leans forward to take off his boots. His head swims a little, but he breathes through it and quickly shucks the boots off. He gets up slowly and just stands there for a bit, watching Mikey breathe. The heart monitor is beeping, too loud for him to properly hear Mikey. The bed is wide, and Mikey's small, and Gerard is so very, very careful as he climbs on the bed and settles down on his side next to Mikey. Mikey doesn't stir. He thinks someone comes by at one point, and he thinks they tell him he should leave, but he doesn't move and they don't make him. He doesn't look away from Mikey. Mikey keeps breathing, slow but steady. It helps calm Gerard down, helps him focus just a bit more on his surroundings. The next time someone walks in, Gerard looks up, looks behind him. It's the guy from earlier, Frank. "Hey, Gerard," Frank says quietly and moves so Gerard can see him without having to crane his neck. "How's he doing?" Gerard looks back down at Mikey. He's breathing, but he's still asleep, hasn't even moved in the time Gerard's been there. He looks up at Frank. He's not waking up. Frank takes a small step forward. "He will." Gerard breathes in. "But..." "He's sedated," Frank says. "He needs to rest. But he'll wake up." Gerard looks back at Mikey. "Okay. He can wait. He'll wait as long as he has to." He realizes the arm he's lying on has gone numb, and he doesn't want to move. He's close enough to Mikey that he can hear him breathe clearly, can see if Mikey moves his eyelids even the slightest bit, but he can't deny that he feels the need to change positions. He slowly pushes himself up to a sitting position. He's trying to be careful, but the bed still sways a little and creaks. Mikey doesn't react at all, his breathing just as even as before. He startles a little when he hears footsteps and realizes that Frank hasn't left yet. He has no idea how long Frank has been standing there. "Time's being weird," Gerard mutters, still staring at Mikey.
"Yeah? Is it not linear or something?"
Gerard spares him a brief look. There's a small smile on Frank's face, the slightest quirk of his lips. He's moved closer to the bed. Gerard looks back at Mikey. "Well, yeah," he says. "It's not linear, but I feel like I keep losing it, like little flashes, like there's nothing grounding me, like I need to count Mikey's breaths to keep track of it."
"You know," Frank says, "counting his heartbeats would probably be easier."
Gerard shrugs. The harsh beeping is somewhat reassuring, sure, but it's not the same as focusing on Mikey's shallow breaths, so familiar to Gerard.
"Hey, maybe you should get some rest."
He sounds soothing. Gerard doesn't look away from Mikey. "I'm waiting for him to wake up."
"Okay," Frank says slowly. "Okay, I get that. But what if when he wakes up, he'll find you've gotten sick or passed out?"
Gerard shakes his head. "He's fine."
"You don't want him to worry, do you?"
Frank presses. Gerard swallows, hard.
"I'm fine,"
he chokes out.
"Okay," Frank says again. "Okay. Well, how about you at least drink something?"
Gerard thinks about it for a second, then nods. He realizes he's pretty thirsty now that Frank points it out. He can't remember the last time he ate or drank something. He thinks he was going to the kitchen when the phone rang, but he can't really remember that either.
"For future reference, you can get coffee and tea and other stuff just down the hall."
Frank's moving around the room now. It's making Gerard a little dizzy, even though he's not looking at him. Coffee. Frank mentioned coffee. The only thing Gerard wants more than coffee right now is for Mikey to open his eyes. But when he lifts his hands for a brief moment, he can tell they're shaking too hard for him to be able to hold a coffee cup without spilling it.
"Here,"
Frank says, and steps closer. Gerard looks up to see him holding out a glass of water with a straw in it.
I want to get your hydration levels back up again before I trust you with coffee.
He's smiling at Gerard. Gerard leans forward just a little and sips at the water. Gerard drains the cup, then settles back against the wall again. Frank fills the glass again and steps close enough that Gerard can drink without having to lean forward. Gerard thinks he can probably hold the glass on his own now, but he only gets about half of it down anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Frank pulls back, but he doesn't walk away or leave.
Are you here to check up on him?
Gerard asks, suddenly realizing.
Maybe Frank wants him to get out of the way.
He's not sure if he can do that, but he will, for Mikey.
Sort of.
Frank shrugs.
His bandages don't need changing before morning, and we'll go off the monitors for vitals until he wakes up. Actually, I just got off my shift, but I wanted to check up on you guys before I went home.
Oh, Gerard says, and furrows his brow.
Okay.
Frank raises his eyebrows.
Is that okay?
Gerard can't tell if he's really looking for an answer, but he still nods and says,
Yeah, of course.
Frank gives him a small smile at that, and nods.
Okay, then.
Mikey's breath hitches a little on the next intake. Gerard turns back to him immediately. Mikey's eyelids are moving, just a bit, but they are.
Mikey,
Gerard whispers, hesitantly reaching out for Mikey's arm. His hand hovers, fingertips barely grazing Mikey. A little crease appears in Mikey's eyebrows, and then he blinks his eyes open, just like that.
Mikey,
Gerard says, smiling and resting his hand on the inside of Mikey's elbow.
Hey.
Mikey's eyes settle on his. He looks confused, worried.
Gee,
he mouths.
I'm here.
Gerard moves his hand from Mikey's elbow to his cheek, gently brushing it.
It's okay.
Mikey closes his eyes, opens them again. He opens his mouth to say something, but nothing comes out. Just a rough exhale.
Here, Frank says. Drink, just a little bit.
Gerard startles a little when he realizes Frank has moved closer without him noticing. Frank holds the straw out to Mikey, and Mikey takes a couple of sips. He looks back at Gerard.
I'm in a hospital,
he tells Gerard. Gerard swallows tightly.
Yeah.
The car, what about the others?
They're okay. They're fine, don't worry. Gerard had almost forgotten about them, but if he tries, he can remember Gabe saying that they were fine. They were being taken to a different hospital.
It doesn't matter right now, not to Gerard.
Mikey closes his eyes and nods, just a bit. He opens his eyes again, slowly.
Tired,
he whispers.
I know,
Gerard says.
Go back to sleep. It's okay.
Mikey obediently shuts his eyes, and soon his breathing evens out again. Gerard keeps stroking his cheek, gently, so very gently.
Mikey woke up. He's okay. He woke up.
Frank clears his throat, quietly, and Gerard startles a little, pulls his hand back.
Sorry, Frank says.
He woke up,
Gerard says, interrupting him. He turns to look at Frank. It seems like Frank's clearer than he was before. More solid.
Maybe Gerard's just better at focusing on him right now.
Mikey woke up.
Yeah,
Frank says, smiling.
Yeah, he did.
Are you gonna ask me to leave now?
Gerard asks, frowning. He doesn't think Frank would, but if not him, then maybe one of the other nurses.
Do I have to go? I can't leave him,
Whoa, Frank says. It's okay, Gerard. No one's gonna make you leave tonight.
Gerard takes a breath, then another.
Okay, I can't.
You don't have to,
Frank says, and Gerard looks back at Mikey.
He can't leave him here like this.
He won't.
I won't leave him, he says.
I know. You don't have to.
Gerard takes a deep breath and nods.
But hey, I should leave now. My shift's officially over anyway. You're going to be okay here, right?
Gerard blinks and looks up at Frank. Frank seems concerned.
Yeah,
Gerard says, a little sharply. He can look after his own brother. Frank quirks his lips a little, not quite a smile.
Okay, well, here's the call button, see?
He points at it, and Gerard doesn't tell him that someone already did that before.
Just to remind you. But don't worry about falling asleep. He's being monitored.
Gerard nods again.
Other nurses will probably come by at some point. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye,
Gerard says, and turns back to Mikey. He barely notices Frank leave. Mikey doesn't look any different than he did before he woke up. But to Gerard, it feels like a world of difference. Mikey opened his eyes.
He talked. He was fine. He saw that Gerard was here, looking after him. He was fine. He's fine.
Gerard startles when someone walks in, but it's just Frank again. Gerard frowns in confusion, but then he smells it. Frank brought him coffee. Frank holds the cup out to him, and Gerard takes it carefully.
Thanks.
No problem. But do try to get some rest, okay?
Gerard nods, looks down at the cup.
He won't, and Frank must know that, and he didn't have to bring him coffee, but he did.
He looks up at Frank and tries to give him a smile, something to show he's grateful. He's not sure how well it comes out, but Frank smiles back, so it must not have been too bad. Frank nods and leaves again. Gerard takes a sip of the coffee and settles in to watch over Mikey.
Frank groans when his phone alarm goes off a little after 5 and pulls a pillow over his head.
Why the fuck did he agree to cover Jamia's morning shift?
Too late to back out of it now, though. He grumbles and throws the pillow at his phone, which is insistently beeping, but misses and is left with nothing to help block out the sound.
Fucking fine,
Frank grumbles and drags himself out of bed. He gets to the hospital just in time to catch Jamia leaving, and he remembers why he agreed to take over. She's been here over 24 hours, covering for 2 sick nurses, while he had the chance to go home for a bit less than 5 hours of sleep. He would have gotten it, too, if he hadn't gone by Mikey Way's room before leaving. He's glad he went, though, glad he was able to help his brother. Gerard, he remembers, and make sure he was doing okay. Jamia stops on the way out to half-heartedly punch him in the shoulder. He grins and goes to ruffle her hair. She makes a face at him and elbows him in the ribs instead, before kissing his cheek and heading for the door.
You owe me,
he calls after her, but she doesn't even dignify that with a response. She's one of his best friends, and they've been here too long to still be counting favors. He checks up on some of his urgent cases at first, then notices that he's been given Michael Way, the car accident brought in last night. Gerard is still up on the bed. He's leaning against the wall, and he looks utterly exhausted. There are empty coffee cups on the table next to the bed. Gerard's staring at a notepad resting on his knees, blinking slowly.
Hey,
Frank says, and Gerard starts, looking up. Hi, he says, brow furrowing. Frank, right?
Yeah,
Frank says, smiling. He's glad Gerard at least seems aware enough to remember people's names.
Have you been up all night?
Gerard looks down at the notepad and bites his lip. He lifts his hand. He's holding a pencil and his hand is black, covered in smears of carbon. He pulls his knees up and holds the notepad steady with one hand as he starts drawing. Frank walks closer. He's here for Mikey, really, but Mikey's still asleep, his heart rate and breathing steady, so Frank knows he's okay for the moment.
Gerard, did you get any sleep?
Gerard pauses, then looks up at Frank. He shakes his head. No, he says slowly. One of the nurses brought these for me. He lifts the pencil and notepad. I've been drawing.
All night?
Gerard shrugs and shifts on the bed. He looks down at Mikey, and the furrow of his brow deepens. He's still asleep. He woke up for a bit, and I got him water, but that was... during the night, I think. What time is it? He looks at Frank askance.
8, Frank says. And it's good he's sleeping, remember? He needs rest.
Gerard turns back to his brother, and Frank circles the bed so he can get better access to Mikey. He checks Mikey's readings, and they look good. Frank needs to check the wound on Mikey's side, so he gently pulls the covers away from the area and lifts Mikey's hospital gown. What are you doing? Gerard asks, sounding worried.
I just need to check his wound.
The bed moves and creaks, and there's the sound of feet hitting the floor. Frank pulls his bandaging equipment closer and focuses on Mikey's side. Is it okay? Gerard asks, right next to him. Is he...
Please step back,
Frank says, going for formal.
I need a bit more space to work.
Gerard takes a step back, but he keeps hovering. Frank takes a deep breath and gently removes the bandages. Mikey stirs at that and lets out a low moan. Oh, God! Mikey! He starts forward again, and Frank can feel him hesitate right next to him, as if he's not sure where he's allowed to go.
Go to the other side of the bed and hold his hand.
Frank instructs him calmly. Mikey whimpers a little, but Gerard's already there, grasping his hand and softly murmuring, It'll be okay, Mikey. You're okay.
It hurts,
he hears Mikey say, followed by more reassurances from Gerard. Frank finishes quickly and cleans up, then administers a shot of morphine into Mikey's IV.
There, he says to Mikey. Is that better?
Mikey nods at him, slowly, then turns his head back toward Gerard. He's out again soon after that. Gerard's breath hitches a little, and he covers his forehead with one hand, the other still clutching Mikey.
"Hey," Frank says gently. "His wound looks good, and all his vitals are in range. He's doing well."
"He's hurting," Gerard says, voice muffled. He drops his hand on the bed, looks up at Frank. His eyes look blurry and red and really fucking tired. "He's hurting, and I can't do anything."
"You're here for him. Trust me, that helps a lot."
Gerard still looks torn, but he nods slowly.
"You should rest."
Gerard glances at the bed, like he's assessing it. "Mikey should rest," he says, sounding determined. "I shouldn't bother him."
"He probably won't even notice you climbing on it,"
Frank says, even though he shouldn't really encourage him. "No," Gerard says, shaking his head vigorously. He sways a bit, and Frank quickly grasps his elbow.
"Fuck."
Gerard blinks at him, then says, "I'm fine, I just... dizzy, but I'm fine."
"You need to rest,"
Frank says, and pulls his hand away.
"Do you have any family nearby? Your parents?"
Gerard shakes his head, more slowly this time. "They're on vacation. I'll tell them soon, but I don't want them to worry." Frank frowns and doesn't say that with no one else here to worry, it's clear Gerard's going to wear himself out.
"How about any friends who can come stay while you get some rest, if you don't want to leave him alone?"
Gerard glares at that. "I can take care of my brother." Before Frank gets the chance to say that that's not what he meant, he adds, "They told me they don't want a lot of people in here, at least not right now, and I'm not leaving." Frank sighs and runs a hand over his face.
"At least get some sleep. Please."
Gerard lets out a shaky breath and seems to deflate a little, not as hostile as before. He drags a chair closer to Mikey's bed and plops down. He looks up at Frank, expectant, and Frank shrugs.
"Just get some rest, okay?"
"Yeah. Okay." Frank nods and leaves him be. He's halfway down the hall when he realizes he's left his clipboard behind. When he goes back for it, Gerard's asleep, leaning forward, his head resting on his arm on the mattress while his free hand is curved protectively over Mikey's. Frank smiles, grabs his clipboard, and quietly backs out of the room. Gerard's still there the next day. Frank's not sure if he has moved at all.
"I think he's only gone out to pee and get coffee,"
Mikey says. They're both looking at Gerard, asleep in the chair.
"He's always here when I wake up."
Mikey sounds somewhere between pleased and worried. Mostly, he just sounds tired. But when Frank looks at him, he's staring intently at Gerard. His gaze is almost as intense as Gerard's.
"So he hasn't eaten?"
"I don't know.
Whenever I ask him, he says he's fine and tells me not to worry."
Frank frowns and changes Mikey's bandage, then checks his vitals.
"I think he's starting to smell," Mikey says, wrinkling his nose. "But I can't really tell. What do you think?"
"I think we're past that point," Frank says.
He continues charting Mikey's stats. Gerard's asleep now anyway, and Frank doesn't really want to wake him up to tell him he should maybe go home for a bit.
"So you're feeling okay?"
he asks Mikey.
"No really intense pain, feeling like you're going to black out?"
"Well, it still hurts when the painkillers start to wear off, but not as much as yesterday. I think if I tried to get up, I couldn't really manage, though."
"Yeah," Frank says. "You're definitely not there yet, but it's good that the pain is lessening. You don't feel nauseous? Headaches?"
"Just a little woozy when I try to lift my head."
Frank nods and closes his clipboard.
"Everything looks good. They're probably going to move you to a different room at some point, off the post-surgery floor and into a regular room."
"Oh. Okay. Do you know when?"
"Not yet,"
Frank says.
"Look up."
Mikey complies, and Frank shines a light in his eyes.
"But that means I'm doing better, right?"
"Yeah, you're doing well."
"I should tell Gerard. Maybe he'll stop worrying as much."
Frank certainly hopes so. Maybe at least as much that he'll go home for a little while. Frank really doesn't want to have to remove him by force or anything, but if Gerard doesn't move even to eat, then he's going to be Frank's next patient. At least he's sleeping right now, instead of spending the whole day and night awake watching his brother.
"I should tell him right now," Mikey says, decidedly.
"Maybe wait for him to wake up," Frank suggests. "He seems pretty beat."
"No, he'll sleep better if he knows. I don't want him to worry."
Frank wants to argue, but it's clear this is important for Mikey, and he doesn't want to agitate him. Mikey's been calm so far, and Frank doesn't want to impede his recovery by upsetting him.
Gerard, Mikey says gently.
Frank's about to say that he doubts that's going to work. Gerard seems to be fast asleep, but Gerard stirs and opens his eyes. He sits up fast.
Mikey?
He asks, reaching out.
I'm fine, Mikey says. Frank says they're going to move me to a different room soon.
Gerard rests his hand on Mikey's arm and looks up at Frank.
A different room?
That means he's doing better, Frank says,
and Gerard nods, looks back at Mikey.
It won't be today, but tomorrow maybe.
Gerard nods again and sits up even straighter, cracks his neck. He looks a little bleary-eyed still, and he yawns suddenly and rubs at his eyes. Frank takes the opportunity.
You need to eat and rest, dude. You've been here for almost 3 days. You should get some air.
Gerard looks up at him, eyes wide.
I don't...
He's right, Mikey says.
Frank sees Gerard frown and start to say something, but Mikey cuts him off.
You should go home, eat and shower, and get a change of clothes at least. And bring me some comic books.
Mikey.
Gee, please.
But...
I'll be fine, Mikey says, and looks right at Frank. Frank will look after me, right?
He raises his eyebrow, and Frank nods.
Yeah,
he says, looking from Mikey to Gerard.
I will.
Gerard still looks torn, but Mikey nudges his hand with his fingertips, says,
Please.
Gerard bites his lip.
You're sure you'll be okay?
Mikey rolls his eyes.
I'm at the hospital, he says,
and Frank thinks he sees Gerard flinch. Mikey must have noticed it too, because he covers Gerard's hand with his, gently wraps his fingers around Gerard's wrist.
There are people looking after me. I'm fine.
Gerard takes a deep breath and exhales slowly, then leans down to kiss Mikey's forehead. He whispers something to Mikey that Frank doesn't hear. Frank looks away and busies himself with cleaning up his bandaging supplies.
You'll watch over him,
Gerard says, and Frank starts, looks back at him.
Of course, he says. He doesn't add, It's my job.
He feels that's not going to assure Gerard as much as it would some other family members. He's mostly learned to read people by now, to know how's best to placate them.
Okay,
Gerard says, and nods at Frank, then looks back at Mikey.
I'll be back soon.
I know, Mikey says. Go.
Gerard takes another deep breath, and Mikey says, more insistent,
Go.
Gerard wrings his hands together. Frank's had to deal with enough people unwilling to leave. He says, as nonchalant as he can manage,
The faster you go, the faster you'll get back.
He doesn't want to bring out the,
You're making him worry and that's not good for him, card yet.
Gerard frowns at him.
That doesn't... If I don't leave at all, then...
Gerard,
Mikey says, and Gerard jumps a little.
Yes, yes, fuck okay.
He turns abruptly and heads toward the door.
Shower and comics, Mikey calls after him, and you better eat something.
Gerard rushes out the door, like if he looks back he wouldn't be able to leave. Frank smiles fondly. He's met numerous family members who have, on some occasion, been even forced to leave, but for some reason Gerard's obvious love for his brother stands out to him. He shrugs it off and turns to Mikey.
You know, I can't actually be here all the time, Frank says apologetically.
No, I know,
Mikey says.
I'm fine. I can totally reach the call button and everything. There's just no way he would have left otherwise.
Frank nods and starts to leave when he notices a piece of paper peeking out under Mikey's pillow. The sheets were changed earlier, so they must not have been there for long. He pulls them out. There's a lot more than just one piece of paper there. And sees their sketches. Gerard's sketches, the ones he kept drawing while Mikey was asleep. Frank flips through them quickly. They're great. They have this sort of comic book vibe. Most of them are of Mikey, but of Mikey doing things. Listening to music, playing guitar, drinking coffee. Flying over what Frank thinks must be Central Park, wearing a superhero costume. There's not one of Mikey lying in a bed, not one where he doesn't look nothing less than completely alive.
Frank?
Mikey asks, and Frank realizes he's just standing there, next to Mikey's pillow, not doing or saying anything. He clears his throat and steps back a little, so Mikey doesn't have to crane his neck too much to see him.
I found these,
he says, and hands the sketches over. Mikey takes them slowly and looks through them, spending time on each one. He doesn't look surprised, but why would he? Gerard probably draws him all the time. That's what Frank gathered from the pictures, at least. The easy pencil strokes, how clear it was that it was Mikey on the page.
You two are really close, Frank observes.
Yeah.
Mikey smiles, still looking at the drawings.
Always have been.
He pauses for a moment, then looks up at Frank.
Do you have any siblings?
Frank shakes his head.
Nah, only child.
Mikey tilts his head.
I'd say that that must be weird, but it's not like you've known anything else.
Yeah,
Frank says, smiling a little. He's never really thought about it that much, but looking at Gerard and Mikey, he thinks it must be really fucking nice to have someone like that, someone you're that close with. He moves to the end of Mikey's bed and makes a note in the chart.
So you like comic books?
Huh. Oh, yeah. Me and Gerard have always been really into them.
Cool,
Frank says, and checks the IV.
What about you?
Mikey asks. Frank looks at him.
Yeah. I like to read. Have you read Good Omens?
It's his go-to recommendation.
It's not a comic book, but...
Mikey pauses, then shakes his head.
I've been meaning to.
Oh man, you have to. I could lend it to you, if you want. It's a great book.
Really?
Mikey asks, his eyes going big.
That'd be awesome.
Great, Frank says, smiling. I'll bring it around someday.
Mikey smiles back, mouth wide, and Frank feels abruptly pleased with himself. Frank plans to leave then, but Mikey asks him about his other favorite books and comics, and somehow Frank finds himself sitting in the chair near Mikey's bed, 10 to 20 minutes later, discussing why Doom Patrol is so much better than X-Men. At least they're not that busy today, and the only time he's wasting is the time that would go to his own lunch break. He can see Mikey growing more tired, even as he's telling Frank how he and Gerard got into comic books, with hand gestures and everything. He breaks to yawn, and Frank stands up at that, says,
You should get some rest.
I'm fine,
Mikey says, waving his hand, then winces and lays a hand on his side.
Time for painkillers,
Frank says, and moves to the counter on the other side of the bed.
You're going to be on pills now instead of the morphine shot.
Mikey sighs, and Frank helps him lie down, pats his pillow to make it more comfortable.
Are you fluffing my pillow?
Mikey asks. Frank would think he's mocking, but he sounds honestly confused.
Yes,
Frank says, and adjusts the pillow again.
Oh,
Mikey says, and blinks up at him.
Okay.
Frank snorts at him. The painkillers must be taking effect, making Mikey frown. Frank reaches out to gently pat his shoulder.
Get some sleep, okay?
Right,
Mikey says, his eyelids already drooping. Frank smiles and leaves as quietly as he can. Gerard's back when Frank stops by to check in on Mikey a couple of hours later. He's sitting in the bedside chair, staring at Mikey, who's still asleep. Frank blinks a little, then raises his eyebrows, because he can't at first really make out what exactly Gerard is wearing. It looks like a hoodie, but the sleeves seem to have been cut off, so it's like a hoodie and poncho combo. It's huge on him. It makes him look so odd as he's sitting there, hunched over and staring at his brother like nothing else matters. Frank smiles and walks up to the bed. Gerard turns his head toward him and frowns, looking suspicious.
Mikey said you went to find him a book,
he says, pointedly raising his eyebrows. For a second, Frank's confused. Did Mikey misunderstand him earlier? But then he realizes that Mikey probably came up with an explanation for Frank's absence, and he picked something where he didn't have to completely lie to his brother.
Yeah, Frank says, shrugging his shoulders. I must have left it at home, though. I'll bring it around some other day.
Okay, Gerard nods. He doesn't really look pissed or anything, so Frank considers telling him that he can't be here every second when Gerard's not. But what Gerard does look is tired, so small in his hoodie, so he decides to keep that discussion for when Gerard seems less fragile.
Did you eat something?
Frank asks, and moves to check on Mikey's vitals.
I had a sandwich. Coffee.
Okay.
It's not really enough, but it'll do. He'll try to get someone to find Gerard something here. Hopefully Gerard will be more willing to eat when it doesn't mean he has to be away from Mikey. When he looks over, Gerard's just intently staring at Mikey. He looks a bit like he did that first night, gaze so focused that it's borderline creepy.
So, what do you do?
Frank asks, hoping engaging him in conversation might help.
For a living.
Gerard blinks and looks up at him.
I write comic books.
Frank gapes at him.
Really?
Yeah,
Gerard says, sounding cautious.
Dude, that's so fucking cool! What have you written?
Gerard shrugs one shoulder.
Umbrella Academy?
Shit, that was you?
Frank asks, grinning.
Holy shit, dude, I loved that!
Yeah?
Gerard asks, one side of his mouth quirking up,
Fuck yeah. Are you writing any more of that?
Gerard nods. Yeah, but I'm currently working on something else. I do art on the side, too. I mean, like, painting and stuff.
Seriously, dude. That's so cool.
Gerard smiles at him then. Yeah.
It fucking is.
They grin at each other for a bit before Frank turns his attention back to Mikey. He's fast asleep, and his vitals look good. He checks the IV level and replaces the saline bag. When he turns back, Gerard's attention is on Mikey again, but he looks up when Frank moves to the foot of Mikey's bed. Are you allowed tattoos? He asks abruptly. Frank looks down at where his fingers are clutching his clipboard.
Well, I got these before. They don't really have much to say unless the patient minds. They usually don't mind, though.
Oh, Gerard says. That's cool. You don't see a lot of nurses with tattoos.
Frank smiles. Not with knuckle tattoos, maybe.
Gerard smiles and bites his lip. Do you have more?
Yeah. Most are on my arms.
Most?
Neck, back, stomach, sides. I've thought about having more done on my hands, but, well, I don't know. I think I'll do it, just should maybe clear it with the higher-ups first.
Gerard looks him straight in the eye, his gaze only slightly unnerving. That's really cool, dude.
Thanks, Frank says, grinning. Do you have any?
No, Gerard shakes his head. Afraid of needles. Well, not so much now, but now I don't really feel like getting them anymore. Frank nods.
Listen, I gotta go now. You gonna be okay here?
Gerard furrows his brow, looks back at Mikey. He's sleeping peacefully. The painkillers are working for him. I'm fine, Gerard says, and leans against the back of the chair.
Okay, Frank says. I'll see you later, then.
He's almost out the door when he hears Gerard say, quietly, Bye, Frank.
Are you taking a break soon?
Jamia asks as they're filing released patient charts.
Yeah, Frank says. I think I'm gonna go by Mikey's room, maybe eat there.
She raises an eyebrow at him. Frank frowns a little.
What?
Nothing, she says, eyebrow still raised. Just, you've been going by his room pretty often.
Frank crosses his arms over his chest.
I'm doing my job.
She raises both her eyebrows then, widens her eyes. Her surprised expression quickly turns amused.
No need to get so defensive, Frankie.
She pointedly looks at his crossed arms. Her lips are quirking up in a smile.
He scowls and turns away from her. Whatever. Sure, they're cool guys. I like hanging with them when I have a break.
I'm just saying. You don't usually go and spend your lunchtime at a patient's room. In fact, you've never done that.
Fuck. It's not like I do it all the time now.
He has been stopping by Mikey's room pretty often for the last couple of days, even when he doesn't need to check up on him. It's just, Gerard seems to have relaxed a bit now that Mikey's awake more, and he's been assured Mikey's healing well. At first, he just went to check how they were both doing, but even though Gerard spends pretty much every single hour in the hospital, no one really has the heart to kick him out and he's not in the way, plus he agrees to go home to get cleaned up when Mikey prompts him, he's eating more and sleeping and he talks a lot. Frank likes having conversations with him, and he likes it even more when Mikey's awake as well and they play off one another, finishing each other's sentences. It's fun. Sometimes he finds Mikey on his own, never for long though, and talks to him about music and movies. Mikey's still tired, and the painkillers make him a little out of it, but he talks almost as much as Gerard. Frank felt bad the first time he made Mikey laugh, because it must have hurt like hell, but Mikey's laugh is pretty much the greatest thing he's heard in a while, and it never fails to make Gerard grin, his tiny teeth looking ridiculously endearing, even when he's worriedly petting Mikey's hair and telling him he shouldn't strain himself. Frank? Jamia says, startling him out of his thoughts.
I just like hanging out with them, Jay, he says, looking her in the eye.
She narrows her eyes at him, and he throws up his hands.
I just do. Stop bugging me.
Okay,
she says, and bumps his hip as she moves past him.
Just don't come crying to me in the middle of the night when you realize you've fallen for one of them. But since you will, I'm just saying you'd better bring tequila.
Frank rolls his eyes, but he can't help but smile. Damn Jamia for being so annoying while also being his favorite person. He shakes his head, grabs his clipboard, and heads to Mikey's room. He has to check up on him anyway. He can already hear the conversation from the hall, but the latter voice doesn't really sound like Gerard's. He pushes the door open and is surprised to find a tall, dark-haired guy standing near Mikey's bed instead. Neither of them are paying any attention to him, so he clears his throat and says, Hey, Mikey. The tall dude looks up and grins at him.
Oh, hey, doctor!
Frank raises his eyebrows, amused, and turns to Mikey. Mikey rolls his eyes at the dude and says,
That's Frank, my nurse. Frank, this is Gabe.
Frank nods at Gabe and walks up to the side of Mikey's bed.
Well, doc, Gabe says, still smiling. How's he doing?
He sounds nonchalant, but Frank's had a lot of practice in reading people.
He's doing well, Frank says.
Gabe was with me in the car,
Mikey says, and Frank gives Gabe a quick once-over. He's leaning harder on one leg, but otherwise seems unhurt. Frank remembers Gerard telling him that the others in the car were treated for minor injuries.
Well, Mikey's doing really well,
Frank says again, as reassuring as he can manage, and Gabe shoots him a quick grin.
If you need to leave... Nah, I just got here.
Gabe grins.
Oh, by the way, Mikey way.
Gabe reaches out and touches the covers over Mikey's hip, oddly gentle.
Pete says hi.
Mikey smiles.
Tell him to call me sometime, okay?
Will do,
Gabe says, and Frank turns his eyes away, focuses on pouring Mikey's pills into the dosing cup.
So where's Gerard?
He can't help but ask.
He had to go into work for something.
So he called and threatened me to come by.
Frank turns back toward the bed and catches Mikey rolling his eyes.
He didn't threaten you.
No, he did. He totally did. He didn't have to.
Gabe reaches out and runs a finger down Mikey's cheek. Mikey swats at his hand.
But he did.
Frank narrows his eyes, but Mikey's laughing, so he quickly schools his expression and says,
Gonna change the dressing, Mikey.
Mikey nods, but he's obviously still considering what Gabe said.
So that's why he called while I was asleep,
he says, thoughtful. Gabe laughs and Mikey snorts, shakes his head. He winces a little when Frank's hands brush his side, but he nods again and Frank takes it as cue to continue. Frank works quickly. The wound looks good, a lot better than it was a few days ago when Mikey spiked a fever and it seemed like an infection might develop. They'd gotten it under control quickly with antibiotics, but Gerard had really freaked out for a few hours. In light of that, Frank's a little surprised that Gerard would leave, but Mikey has been doing a lot better as of late. Plus, Mikey probably talked him into it. Frank cleans up and turns back to Mikey.
Okay, come on, Mikey, he says. Up. Wait, what?
Gabe asks. Mikey pushes himself up into a sitting position, and Frank gets the blankets out of the way.
Wait, but I can help? Gabe offers. No offense, dude, but you're pretty fucking short.
Frank rolls his eyes. Sure, he is a lot shorter than Mikey, but luckily Mikey's also pretty skinny, so it's not too hard to support him. Frank hates when he has to call in someone to help him with bigger dudes. It makes him feel useless. It's not about him, though, so he sucks it up. He helps Mikey get off the bed and watches Mikey's face for pain cues, because Mikey is closed-lipped when it comes to pain. Mikey grasps Frank's shoulder and leans his weight on him, and together they walk slowly to the bathroom. Gabe hovers by their side, looking like he wants to interfere, but isn't sure whether he should. He seems to gather quickly that Frank has things under control, though, so he just leans against the wall next to the bathroom door.
So how's Gerard holding up? He asks. I only caught him for a moment as I was coming in. He looked pretty frazzled.
Frank shrugs and leans against the wall as well. Mikey's doing well enough that they just leave a crack between the door now.
He's okay. Seems more relaxed than on the first couple of days.
Gabe nods and Frank adds,
He does this, actually.
He inclines his head toward the bathroom door.
He wants to help, so...
Gabe frowns at him, but he sounds amused when he says,
And you wouldn't let me help. Why, nurse, I'm offended.
Frank rolls his eyes again and Gabe laughs.
Nah, I'm just messing,
he says. He lowers his voice a little.
I'm glad that he, both of them, are doing well. I mean, I can't even imagine how freaked out Gerard must have been, and I was pretty fucking freaked out myself.
Yeah, Frank says, and carefully doesn't think back to the time Gerard was hyperventilating so hard that he had to consider sedating him.
They really mean everything to one another, man,
Gabe says. The door opens then, and Mikey shuffles out. Frank gets an arm around his shoulders and walks with him back to the bed. Gabe settles in what Frank has come to think of as Gerard's chair, and Frank gathers his things.
Are you on break?
Mikey asks, and Frank remembers that he was going to go and get his lunch and spend his break here.
Not yet,
he says, looking from Mikey to Gabe.
I'm busy today.
He feels a tad self-conscious, suddenly remembering what Jamia said. He'll let Mikey hang out with his friend and go eat in the break room, catch up with people.
Oh,
Mikey says.
Okay.
Frank could swear he looks just a bit disappointed. It makes him feel odd. He reaches forward and touches Mikey's shoulder, just briefly. Mikey smiles, and when Frank pauses at the door and looks back, he's already in an animated conversation with Gabe, eyes lit up and happy. Frank's relieved to hear from the floor gossip when he gets to work the next morning that Gerard came back in the middle of the night. It's not that Frank didn't like Gabe. He was cool and seemed to care a lot about Mikey and, most importantly, Frank reminds himself, he backed off and let him do his job. Frank's still happy that Gerard's back. He checks up on other, more urgent patients in the morning, takes care to complete all of his other rounds, before he goes to Mikey. The door to Mikey's room is not completely shut, and Frank's about to push it wide open when he stops in his tracks. Gerard's on the bed with Mikey, as he often is, and Mikey's leaning on him, head resting on Gerard's chest, his eyes closed. He still looks tired and pale, but the cuts on his face have mostly healed, and he's doing a lot better. Gerard's running his fingers through Mikey's hair, slow and gentle. They haven't noticed Frank standing in the doorway, and Frank doesn't want to interrupt, the scene too intimate. But it's more than that. It's the way his stomach suddenly feels heavy, and it's a bit harder to breathe. He thinks maybe his hands are sweating. He doesn't know what's come over him. He shakes his head and pushes the door open, clearing his throat at the same time. Gerard looks over at him and smiles, warm and welcoming. Frank notices his fingers don't stop moving, smoothing down the hair near Mikey's temple. Mikey blinks his eyes open and turns his head slightly towards Frank. He looks sleepy and calm, and he gives Frank a small smile. They're beautiful, both of them, and Frank feels completely unprepared for how strongly the realization hits him. His stomach flips, and his first thought is, "Shit, Jamia was right." He can't think about it now, though. He can't. So he swallows hard and moves further into the room. "Hey," Frank says, "how are you feeling?"
"Better," Mikey says. "Tired still, but I think I'm better."
"Good." Frank smiles and walks up to the bed, focusing on what he needs to get done. "I'm just here to check up on a few things."
"Do you need me to move?"
Gerard asks. He's still idly stroking Mikey's hair. Frank's not sure if he even realizes it. At least, not until he catches Frank staring and abruptly stops. "Fuck." Frank clears his throat and says, "Nah, you're good." Gerard sits up regardless, laying Mikey's head carefully on the pillow before he shuffles toward the edge of the bed to give Frank more room to work. Frank works quickly, checking Mikey's vitals and noting everything on his clipboard.
"How much longer does he have to be here, do you think?"
Gerard asks. Frank pauses with his hands near Mikey's side, his fingers barely brushing the skin near the bandage. He hasn't really thought about it, but Mikey's probably going to be released soon. His wound is healed nicely, and his vitals are good. They'll most likely keep him for a couple of more days to make sure there's no recurrence of the fever or possible infection. Frank's glad that Mikey's doing so well. He really fucking is. It's just...
it's a weird day.
He glances up, and Gerard is looking at him, expectant and hopeful. Frank smiles. "I think it'll be just a few more days." Gerard grins at him, wide and happy, then turns to Mikey and throws his arm over Mikey's chest in an awkward hug. Frank blows out a breath and focuses on redressing Mikey's wound. He doesn't stay to chat afterward, even though his lunch hour is coming up, but makes up a random excuse instead and flees. He stops by the bathroom and stares at his reflection. He looks wide-eyed and slightly flushed. Fuck. What the fuck is he doing? He shakes his head and takes a couple of deep breaths. He's being ridiculous. He splashes some cold water on his face and goes back to work and resolves to not think about this again.